All right, hanging out here with Cruz Vallis. Been a while, buddy. How's everything been?
Man, things have been busy, brother. We've been busy, but we've been really good, man. We're on the up and up. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I mean, you know, winter came back with a vengeance. So I guess those East Coast ones that were saying, yeah, no, we're going to have six more weeks of winter. We're right.
Damn
groundhogs.
That damn groundhog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what all have you been up to since we last chat? It's been a while. It was back when My Kind, a song you did with Riley Taylor, came out. So it's been a little while. It's
been a minute, man. Yeah, we've just been writing and putting in the work behind the scenes. We released a new song, New Roads, last week there. And we've got a lot of really good tracks on that, getting a lot of really good feedback. And we're just in the studio writing lots and hoping to have a really good year.
Awesome. Well, New Roads is the song we're getting ready to play here on River Country Rising Stars this weekend. And so what has it been like creating these songs? Like you said, you've been writing a lot there. Is it with a lot of the same people? Are you mixing it up quite a bit? How's the whole process run for you?
Yeah, I mean, I got a good group of guys that I typically write with, you know, and they bring really good ideas to the table, and we'll just, you know, we'll workshop an idea for a little bit. A lot of the songs I've been writing have been my ideas, just because of events that have, you know, taken place in my life and whatnot. And obviously, it's the best thing to write about is what's true to you. So that's kind of what a lot of my work is going to be about now, is just really being true to me and telling a story, you know, from my perspective and trying to connect with an audience.
And has that changed the sound that you go for, or is it typically you still have that same kind of sound as before?
Yeah, we're going to try to keep that sound the way that it is. I feel like I have a little bit of a distinct sound, so I'd like to sort of keep that on brand and sort of definitely see what we can do going down that avenue, you know, that sort of alternative country / rock avenue that I think I'm starting to break into.
Nice. Now, the new song is New Roads. You wrote that with Doug Folkins and Derek Wolfenden. Hopefully I pronounced that last name right.
That's enough.
Yeah. How'd the songwriting go for that one? Because I know Doug is a big songwriter. So and how'd you end up working with Doug and Derek?
Oh, well, man, I've known Doug and Derek for a few years now, just through industry connections and whatnot. And they're a couple fellows that I write with quite a bit. And Doug's a beauty, man. That song was actually his idea. He came into the room and he sort of had this idea. And we wrote the song, and I really connected with it then. I really liked it. And then a couple months later, you know, girlfriend broke up with me. And then that song just became a little bit more true. And I was like, okay, I think this is definitely the song that we got to put out. And just to sort of, again, like, tell the story from my perspective, right? Like, Doug sort of had the idea, and it was one of those things you're sort of writing about your life, but it hasn't happened yet. You know what I mean? I think that's a really funny thing when it comes to writing music. I seem to just write my life, even though it hasn't happened yet, and then it will happen in the future. So
I got that Simpson prediction energy going then.
Yes,
eh? Just
exactly.
You're going to do the Jim Carrey $20 million check thing, but in a song, I'm guessing, eh?
That'd be a brilliant idea. Yeah, we got to get on that.
So how's that work then with somebody like Doug, who comes in with the idea? Doug puts out music himself. How is it that you end up with the song? Because I'm always curious how that is. I can understand, okay, like, person came in with the idea, you know, first dibs if they want. So how do you end up with New Roads then?
A lot of times when we go into a write, we'll sort of already have an artist in mind. Like, typically if the artist is a writer like I am, we'll go in and a lot of times the song we will already automatically be writing for me, just because I'm, you know, I'm trying to get more material and whatnot. So when Doug comes in with an idea, he'll present the idea we'll all come into a write with ideas, you know, melodies, song titles, guitar riffs, whatever. And we'll all just sort of bounce off of each other. And we'll just sort of workshop it for a little bit, you know, combine ideas. Maybe a title that somebody has goes really good with a guitar lick that somebody else brought. And that's really just the collaboration that goes into songwriting. So when Doug came in with the idea of, you know, finding new roads, I was really in that avenue of, okay, yeah, I feel like this could be a youthful, you know, heartbroken, trying to get over the girl song. So I was really into it from the start. And then, you know, ultimately, the story became true. So I resonated with it even more, but yeah, it really just comes down to a lot of workshop collaboration. And then if in the right, nobody is typically, you know, too crazy about it, but it's still a good song, we'll keep that in our back pocket. And then, you know, we might pitch that out to other artists, or who knows, maybe 2 years down the road, one of us will look back on it and go, oh man, this was actually a really good song. Somebody should do something with it. So
yeah, just in the group chat, they're going, you know, that song we wrote like 2 years ago, dibs,
pretty much
dibs, buddy. Pretty much. Dibs.
I literally, Derek just messaged me the other day and said that he was pitching a couple artists wanted to cut a song that we wrote 2 years ago that I completely forgot about. And he sent it to me. He sent it to me and I was like, oh yeah, this is actually pretty good. Completely forgot we wrote this.
Nice. Now, what made you, because obviously this is a story you said that ended up coming true for you. Is that why you wanted to put it out there in the world and cut it ultimately? Or was there factors before that and the timing just happened to work out?
Honestly, man, it's a bit of all of that. I dug the song when we first wrote with it. I kind of had the idea of releasing it anyway. I was still on the fence. I had other songs that I was also, you know, fighting with. And I was like, maybe we do this one, maybe we do that one. And then, yeah, life kind of made the decision for me and was like, no, man, this is the avenue you're going to go down. And this is the story you're going to tell right now. So
awesome. And now sort of what do you kind of have planned out for the rest of the year? I know you're playing with Delta Suite here coming up in a few weeks. Yeah. So what else is on the go?
Lots of good gigs in the mix. Opening up for a couple fellas from Ontario, Andy Colonico and Ethan Miller in March there. And then, yeah, like as you said, we got that event at Daisy's for Delta and his band with Samantha Lee. So that's going to be a great night as well. And yeah, we're just going to be turning up the heat, dude. Lots of new music coming out, lots of shows, lots of content. So yeah, I'm really excited for everybody to see what we got going.
So is there an EP, an album in the works? Is it just like singles and we'll see what happens throughout the year? Like kind of what's the game plan?
Yeah, so I guess I could probably say, so we're going to be putting out a couple more singles there, just sort of building that repertoire, that brand up. And then going into the fall, we're potentially going to be dropping a little debut album there. So
awesome. And it was also recently announced you're going to be playing the kickoff party at CMAB's coming up here in March. Also, the industry awards are being handed out at that. So
yes, sir.
What's that kind of like? Do you have I've only been to one, so it's been a few years. Do you have a full band backing you for that, or are you just kind of up there going the old acoustic route?
No, man, we got the full band for the kickoff, and it's going to be a great time. We got Cody Mack on drums. We got Beamer Wiggly on guitar, and we got Sean Griswood on bass there. So they'll be holding it down all night for all the artists, and it's gonna be a really good time. You definitely don't want to miss it.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you for taking some time to hang out. Loving the song New Roads. Cannot wait for people to hear it in just a little bit.
Oh dude, Everett, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much for having me.